coming out in the beautiful white snow out there. We're going to get started. So if you're comfortable, please stand.
Church.
Morning.
It's good to be out and worshiping the Lord this morning as the snow comes down. Today is Sunday, January 21st. Here are the announcements. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We continue to look for ARC teachers. There is a sign up at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. Many of our home groups are beginning again. Ladies group is on Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. at the church. Men's group is Tuesdays, 7 p.m. at the church. A new group called the Bible Course is starting Wednesday, January 24th, 7 p.m. The location is the Gilley Home. The Book of Revelation will restart this Thursday, January 18th, 7 p.m. Location, Curry's Home. Our annual meeting will be on Sunday, January 28th. That's next Sunday. After the service, we will find the report. You will find the reports in your mailboxes or on the Welcome Center. We will also be having soup and pie this day, and there is a sign-up sheet what you can bring at the Welcome Center. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
Worship is a matter of the heart, not how we look, what we're doing. And so if you're comfortable, stand. If you prefer not to, sit. That doesn't matter to the Lord. It's all about the heart. So if you're comfortable, please stand.
Blessed be your name, the land that is plentiful,
where your streams of abundance flow.
Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place,
though I walk
through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glory.
Yes, it is.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Sun comes up, it's a time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have in this land to worship you freely. And Lord, you are holy and you are in control and you are sovereign and you know what's going on in our lives. And you are faithful even when we are not. You are faithful even when we don't see it. So Lord, we thank you for that today, Lord. And we just ask that you would allow your spirit to be poured out in our midst, Lord, that we might hear from you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. So the kids are dismissed, and everyone can say hi to some people.
We did it.
Yeah.
Killed me when you were like, yeah, he may have played a lot, but he sure doesn't move a lot. I was like, that's exactly what we thought. He didn't move one inch.
Good morning. As Ernie mentioned, next Sunday after church is our annual meeting. We're having soup and pie. One of the best parts of the annual meeting is right at the start of it, we create opportunity or space for people to be able to talk about what God has done in their lives in the last year. We call it boasting in God. It's the highlight of the whole event. Even if you come and stay for soup and pie and then come for the first part of the meeting to hear people's stories about how God has been working in their lives, it's worth it all. Then if you don't want to stay for the other part, that's up to you. But that's the best part, is this God that we serve and love isn't from 2,000 years ago or 200 years ago or 20 years ago. He's the God of today. He's working in our todays and our weeks and our months and even our years. And when we take the opportunity to reflect and say, wow, I came up to this mountain, I thought, there's no way I'm going to get through this. And somehow, God in his grace and mercy intervenes, and we find a way through. This morning, we're going to use 1 Peter to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 1 Peter 2, 4, and 5, it says, come to Christ, who's the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by the people, but he's precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as living stones into his spiritual temple. What more is you are God's holy priests who offer the spiritual sacrifice that please him because of Jesus Christ. Let us come before Jesus as his holy people and bring our praise and adoration before him as our spiritual sacrifice this morning. confession, 1 Peter 1, 1:13 to 15. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil, but now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be his children is holy. As children of God who want to imitate our Father, we desire to be holy just as he is holy. In confession now, we bring our many failures before God, who will cast them as far as the east is from the west. He longs to cleanse us and clothe us with the holiness of Christ. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 10. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you've suffered a little while, he'll restore, support, and strengthen you, and will place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen. These verses remind us that God is always our helper and sustainer, even amidst suffering and difficulty. Let us be thankful for the ways he's already restored, supported, and strengthened us. Supplication, chapter 4, verse 6. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and in his good time he'll honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God. He cares what happens to you. We are confident of his concern for all of our lives. He is ever present with us. Let us bring our burdens and requests before him now. We pray for Faith and her family, for Sean and Chantel, for Kaylin and Remy and Brandon, Elaine and Herb, for Jerry and Gloria, for Lou's healing and Harold, Brian and Rita, for Betty, for Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina, for Brad and Terry Lynn's family, for Kelly and James and their family, Miranda, Brett, and their children, for Josiah and Jess, and some of the places around the world, for Poland, Portugal, Israel, Gaza, Iran, Sudan, Ukraine, China, Belarus. God, we pray for peace in these countries. Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then for all the things that are more than we can bear, that overwhelm us, come, our good and great God, and be merciful to us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everybody. Psalm 23, 1 to 6. I should know this by heart. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Let's continue to worship in song. If you're comfortable, please stand.
Jesus.